Today we are continuing with Erevin Daf Chaf Mad Aleph on the second line. Bai Mene Abai Mirabah. So Bai Mene Abai Mirabah. Chater Shiroshah Nichnas Leben Pasin. Mal Toto Meducha Leben Pasin. Meben Pasin Utocha. So Abai asked Rava about a case involving a where you have a house. Where the house's court leads into the between the pasuk. The question is, are you allowed to carry it or not? And then Rabbah says you're allowed to. That is diagram number 18. So he said that you're allowed to carry. So should I? Am I any further asked? Oh, I further asked Rabbah. What about there's two houses that open into it? Right, two chatzer of the houses open into it. So Amar Laya, so then he says, no, there's two people's courtyards open into the between the pasin around the be'er, then it's prohibited. So Amar Huna, Shnaim Asur, Vafil Arvu. And Rav Huna says, if there's two, then it is Asur, no matter how many there are. Right, so that's diagram number 20. So even if, you know, let's say they could have made an Erev, and if they did make an Erev, it still will not allow them to carry directly into the Pasin. So, Gzera Shem Yomru, Erev Mo'il Ben Pasin. So, and why can't you? According to Ravuna, he says, because people will say that if you use an Erev, it allows you to carry between Pasin in general. From another area, and so where is that allowed? But Rav Amar Motar, Rav Motar. But Rav says that if they were to have made an Eruv, then it is allowed in this unique case of the Chatzar into the Pasi. So Amar Lei Abai LaRava. Tanya Demisai Elach. So I've got a support for you. Chatzar Shrosha Achad Nichnas Lebena Pasin, Mutral Talchel Tucha, Lebena Pasin Tucha, Valshtai Masur. Right, so then Abai tells Rav, I've got good support for you. So here's a brayta that says that if you have a courtyard that the head of which leads into the between the pasin, you're allowed to carry both inside the courtyard as well as in between the pasin and from the courtyard to the pasin, from the pasin into the courtyard. But if there's two courtyards that open into the ben pasin, then you cannot. So what is this talking about? Where it's ever asur. That's only when you hadn't done an eruv about eruv, which I read. But if you had made an eruv, then you're allowed to carry from one to the other. So let me tell you to the Rav Huna. So when we say this bright does a refutation of Rav Huna. Rav Huna hatam the hadron varba. Now there when it is only the case which later became joined. So that's why it's so. I mean, once the wall falls down between them, then it becomes as if it's one. In diagram number 21. So we have the. There's two chaserot, and then leading into the area around the well. So the point is that the wall that divides the chaserot broke down, therefore became as if it's one chaser, and that's why it's allowed. That's how Rav Huna would argue. So, Bai Mine, Bai Miraba, Yavshu, Mai Mishab, Mao. So then, Abai asked Rava, if the water dried on Shabbos, then what? So, Amr Lai, Klum Nase, Mechitza, Elbishil, Maim, Mai Minka, Mechitza, Inka. So, Abai questioned Rava, saying that, what about if they dried up? And then Rava said, the walls only work of the pasin only work when there is water there, but if the water's gone, it wouldn't work. Because right normally normally we're only saying that normally if you try and make walls out of pasin in general, it wouldn't work. It's a unique thing for water source. If there's no water source, then no longer then the whole thing goes away. And there's no more walls. So by Rabin, Yavshu Mayim Shabbat Ubao Shabbat Mahu. What happens if they'll say they dried out, then it rained again, then more water came? So Marbaye, Yavshu Shabbat Loti Baila, Dibai Mine, Dimar, Pashit Le Yasur. So by him, the kids are dried up on Shabbat should be a problem. I already asked this before Rabba, and he said that then you would not be able to carry there. Ba'unami loji bailas. They shouldn't have a problem either if more water showed up. The Havelei Mechitza Asliyot B'Shabbat. Then there would be a case of a wall of Vilna Shabbat. It's the time you learn in Breita. And didn't we learn elsewhere that if you have a wall beyond a Shabbos, whether it's on purpose or by accident or on purpose, been under duress or willingly, then it is considered to be a mechitza. Like, it doesn't matter how it's made, it's a mechitza, So then the Muslim holds like Rav Nachman, but Rav Nachman says that when we say that a wall that was put on a Shabbos works, we only mean for purposes of being able to throw, but in order to carry proper, that would not be allowed. Or Nachman's statement only applies in the case where the petition was or intentionally. That's where you'd say that it's only where only three is allowed. But if it was created any other fashion, then it would still be a valid wall. Al Rabbi Elazar, Hazorek Lebena Pasevirat Chayav. So Rabbi Elazar says if you were to throw from the Rishut Terabim into the Pasevirat, you'd be Chayav. Shita Ilav Mechitzahi Hechi Mishtrei Lei Lemalot. Then obviously you're chayav, because if the pasvira doesn't count as wells, then how on earth do you ever fill it in? Fill up your water from the well? Rather, you do need it. Why? Because the cases where you put a pasvirot in a rishut rabim without there being the water there, and then you threw into it, then you are liable. That's obvious. Of course you have your real wall. If not, then how could you ever get water out of the cistern? No, it's teaching you that the partition, even though the machitza doesn't work quite normal because that's preventing people from having access, we still say that it's considered to be a machitza for Shabbos. But my question, Lana, what would you thought to say? The low atu rabim vato mechitza. That people come, they can't, they don't erase mechitza. Ha rabbi Elazar chadazim. Didn't Rabbi Elazar say that they can, that people walking through a halachic wall destroys it? Tetnan is stated in the Mishnah. Rabbi Huda omeri mayad derech rishut rabim mefas zakdan yisakena tzadid. Rabbi Huda says that if you had a rishut rabim going through where the cistern or well is, you have to move it to the side. You have to move the pasuk over. For Chumah, remain on side. Chumah says you don't have to move it over. Rabbi Yochanan for Rabbi Lezer, Damer Tervayu, Kan Odiach Hakochan Chamechitza. Right. So Rabbi Yochanan said that in the Chumah's opinion, you see how strong the mechitz these mechitzot are, is that they don't even not even canceled by the fact that if there are people are going right through it. That's how strong the mechitzot pasuk Yirau are. Ime Hatam Habamina Kan. If that was the case, you should have said that Rabbi Lezer said here. The Lozriel, but here doesn't agree with them. Mashmalan Khan is really rather teaches us that he meant that this law is the case that lo atarab mechitza, that people can't come and get the wall, multiplies here. Lemahav lo bayha. So the one realtor say in regards to this case and not the other one. So like, why did he state only one case that has to make us figure this out? Chadam yiklal chaverta idmar. Because rather, no, Rabbi Elazar did not actually say it twice about two different cases. Rather, one stated was inferred from another statement. So that's so, which is not he's being redundant. Rather, that it simply had to be repeated for somebody inferred it based on his original statement. So mutar lahakriv lebe'er. Right, so one's allowed to bring the posse when the board's closer. But it has to be large enough that way the Moses body can fit into the well. So Tana has to lay one of them in the Hitrabim and be a shtab in the Hitrabim. So the mission states that the person should not stand in the Hitrabim and drink from the Hitrabim. The Hitrabim is the person should be standing one Rishit drink from another Rishit. El Imkain, Malchus, Rosh of Ruba, the Makom Shoshote. V'chein Begat. Rather, one should allow to do so only if he can put his head and dart his body into the other region where the fluid is that he's trying to drink. And similarly, by wine press, in regards to the chiyuv of which was masters go in, when it's still in the wine press itself, it's not chayav yet. So if you wanted to drink the water, the grape juice or wine, you'd have to drink it while it's still in the wine press before you take it out. And if your feet are outside of the wine press, if you don't want to stand in the wine press itself, so then this would be fine as well. So grab Adam. So now continue on to Chavim Bet. Now grab Adam Hamar. Let's see. We have a here. So let's look at the. Here we go. So again, so Now we're going to be doing more pictures. So, Rabbi Adam Ha Amar Debai Rosh of Ruba. Didn't we say that by man you need his head to drive his body? Rabbi Par, me being on La Rosh of Ruba. Although, wait, so we know that a human being needs to put his head in his body. But what about a cow? Do they need to? When it's drinking, Kolhecha Dekad Nakit Umana Lo Nakit La Lo Debai La Debai Rosh of Ruba Milgav. So, the Gemara explains what are we talking about. Wherever somebody holds the bucket from which the cow is drinking, but does not hold the animal, there shouldn't be a problem because it is not necessary for the majority of his body to be inside, i.e., you don't need the cow to be entirely inside of it. Because there's also a question of, say, if you drink from a bucket, maybe it'll pull it with it, which might imply a person with them carrying. So, kiti baila, heshi de nakit manav nakit la. So where should there be a problem is where the person's trying to hold the bucket and the animal. So I'm relying to Nitua. No, we learned that we already know the answer to this. Vavaj the hapara roshav rabab mifim vishata. The majority of the animals must be inside of drawing a drink. My love did not get lay nakamana. Does not mean that you hold the cow and you hold the bucket. Lo, did not get mana, but lo not get lay. No, this may refer to the case where he holds the bucket, not the animal. So it's unclear what the statement of the Mishnah was. So then bring to us. Chinakit mana lo v'lo nakit lay. Wait, man, where he holds the, what if he's holding the bucket, not the animal? Who's that's allowed? Hatanya lo yimalei adam mayim b'tein b'shabbat l'vnei b'mto lo mali hu v'shofet v'hu v'hi shotam elea. But didn't we state that a person may not fill a bucket with water and hold it for an animal on Shabbos, but he may fill it and pour it out into a trough and then the animal will drink of its own accord. Hi, and Marla, that's what I meant to say. Amar Abaye. Haka be'evus, omed b'rushut harabim, gavoa sar tzachim, v'rocha harba, v'rosho echad nichnas ben apasit. Rather, what are we talking about here? It's eating from a manger, or a trough that stands in the public domain, right, there's a harabim, that is 10 amod high, and that starts 10 tzachim high, and 4 tzachim wide. Therefore, it's its own separate roshos. And therefore, you're going to throw it to one end, and then the animal will drink out of the other end, as seen in diagram number 26. Right? So therefore, the animal's head is in Rosh HaTiachid, and you're putting it to the other side of the Rosh HaTiachid, and it's eating through. So it's not the year. Right? So basically, you went from the pot, you took the water out of the cistern, and then you dumped the water into the trough, and then the animal drinks it on the other side of it. But and the whole area is enclosed by Pasi Bureau. That way there's no problem with you transferring the water into the trough. So there, why don't we say there's another problem? There general Khazi Lele Vus Makalkel Vatsukuna. There's the problem is that maybe this trough will be damaged, then you'll try and fix it. But Dari Le Ladavla Bade. And then you might need the bucket with him from the private domain, from the area enclosed by the Pasin, through the Rosh HaTarabim, all the way to get to where the animal is staying. Why do we lie about such a case? So didn't Rav Zafra in the name of Rabbi Am, the name of Rabbi Yochanan state, then Rafana Chafatza Mizavit Lazavit, Nimachalayan Hotzian Patur, Shalaita Akira Mishah Rishon Laga. Why is the problem? Like doing that your Patur, if you were to have been moving things around from the corner, then accidentally within your house, then you accidentally decided to walk outside, that your Patur, because you didn't initially intend to do a Malach when you first picked it up? All right, so what's the case then? So, rather, sometimes you pick it up and then you, and after it's fixed, you'll go back and get the bucket again. Become then you'll have carried from the right. So basically, you would have access. So you'd have fixed the main. You'd have put the. You took the bucket from the shetachid of the pasi and put it down to the shetarabim. For that, your project didn't intend to do that initially because you only got distracted by the broken trough. And then, but when you then, re, then when you pick the bucket up off of the Rosh HaTarabim and you pour it into the Rosh HaTarabim of the fixed manger, that's where there's a problem of the fixed trough. And that's what you'd be violating. Ikadam, another way, how could you violate it? So, Gabe Adam, Ha kamrina nisagi le barusha vrubo. Come for misagi le barusha vrubo. Hello. Now we're back to before. Wait, let's try and read like another way of describing this whole previous discussion. Right, another version of it is right. So we understand for the first person, right? He's been majority in the, either in the well area or in the wine press. But what about for a cow? Does it need to be majority inside or not? So if it's the case, you hold the bucket and then the animal and hold the animal. Love to buy love the soggy labor rush of river, then it should not be a problem. But the question is, what if you hold the bucket around the animal like that? So then that means that it's possible the animal's not in the rishut, the rishut as well. So what's the case there? So we're late to do it. We know that because it says in the Mishnah that it has to be majority inside. My love the nakit mana vlo nakit la. That's the case where it holds the bucket, not hold the animal. Love the nakit mana nakit la. No, in the case of holding both of them, that way it won't be moving in and out of different shit. Mahakanami starba, di nakit mana vlo nakit la mishari. Gemara then asks, wait, so I understand if you hold it, if but I mean to say that if you hold a bucket but not the animal, that it is permitted to drink, give the animal a drink. But do we not state that loy malay adam patanya loy malay adam mayim b'tein l'tei b'mto avon malay v'shofeg v'hishot d'mela? But then we say you're not supposed to feed the animal directly. You're supposed to spill it out somewhere into the trough of some sort, and the animal drinks from there. You should feed directly from the trough. So ha'itmar Allah amar b'ayin. So this is what it means to say. Hakha be'evus ha'omed. So what is the problem is that if you had normally you'd with a bucket into the manger trough, and then which is 4x10. And then, which is Mrs. Owner shows. And then, let's say if the walls of the board fell down, and then you were to have fixed it, and then did the bucket with him, and then when he goes in to fix it, then that's where you end up going from the private domain to the public domain, being because you'll have walked from the pasim, which is Rishat Yachid, to Rishat Rabim in order to, close up the trough. But let's say the trough had a side door that fell down, that closed, then you're just closing it. But the problem is why I do it, but that in the process, you put your bucket in the Rishat Rabim, which is a problem. Chia Gav, and Imachai, which is your Chayav there. Amar of Safra, Amar of Erbiyami, Amar of Yochanan, Amar of Chatzab, and Zavit, Zavit, and Imach, Lehem, Vatsiyan, Patur, Shalom, Hetak, Kir, Mishah, Rishalakach. Wait, but how can you be Chayav in such a case? Didn't Rasafra say in Rabbi and Rabbi Yochanan that if you were moving things from corner to corner of your house, then you accidentally carry them outside, that you're patur, because you didn't have in mind in the beginning to you didn't uproot as well as place it down with the same intent. Ella zimni the matakin leib hader ma'alei mekamayalei bereshut rabbi tachid. Rather, you should state instead that one would fix the trough. And then I carry there, and then I'm back in again, therefore carrying from the public domain to the private domain. So in this case, that's the problem. So this was, we don't have a proof as to how this would particularly work in terms of Rosh Aruba. We just learned about the worry about the carrying of the bucket, and we're still back to where we started. So, Tashma. Yamal Sharosh Aruba Mifnim of Sin Otom Mifnim Vaha Ibus. Right, so if you have a camel's Moses head and body inside of the Rishat Yachid, it may now be, you may now feed it. You may now force feed it from inside the Rishat Yachid. Vaha Ibus Kaman Dinakit Mana Vinakit La Damya Vaha Kabi'an Rosh Avruba. Wait, but it's certain that this case of the goat as in here where you're force feeding it. Right, and you're putting your hands directly in its mouth. So here you're force feeding it, so it should not be the case of like where you're holding you're holding the food and you're holding the animal. So should that not be the same as the case of holding the animal and holding the bucket that we had before? So Marvaka, Baravuna Amar Sheshes Shani Gamal Ho Yovatsavarav Aruch. No. Ravuna Ravishit said, a camel's difference, his neck is long, and most of his body must be inside, otherwise it can stretch his neck into the domain. So that's why, right, so that's why, so that we're more mocking by the case of having to hold it down and force feeding it. It's only for the case of a camel, but not for ordinary animals, because their necks are much shorter. Tashma. Behema Jeroshav Ruba Bifnim of Sienotam Bifnim. So, another statement. Another bright time. That if an animal's majority of its head and body are inside, you're allowed to force, you force feed from inside the so the manger. So Baha Evos Kamandanakit Manavanakit La. Wait, but didn't we say that force feeding it is like if you're holding both the animal and the food? But Kaba Inan Rosh Ruba, you're still saying you need to have the majority of the of its body and its head. So what is it behema, what they mean? Gamal. So stay with the previous case. Hatanya behema, hatanya gamal. Wait, but one says behema, one says gamal. So we should say, why are you saying the same thing? Midi gavi adate tanya. Wait, so who said these brides were taught together? Tanya amyaki. Rabbiyalas are osir gamal. Ho'il v'savro aroch. Where are these two brides taught together? Meaning, you're right, if they'd been all the same, you're right, they should have been different. Rather, so what is it instead? Is that, how do we learn, we know that we need both, why do we need both these statements for one referring to a gamal, one referring to general animals? Because there's another statement that says, Rabbi Elazar Oser, but gamal, ho'il, several roch. It says that a, they're in the case of a camel because that goes too long, but ordinarily it would be fine. Okay? So that is Dav Chaf. I'm talking about some technical details of possibly or out, how, when a shutechid leads into it, and how it would work with the context of feeding your animals as well.